Hi guys, and welcome to episode 3 of Warrandra, an absurd soap written by a child, with me, Wim Snape.
Me, Natasha James.
And me, Joe Borg.
And we're off.
Here we are.
Hi.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's special.
Episode 3 Valentine's special.
I would have put money on us not making it to episode 3, to be honest.
Really? I would have put money on us not making it past episode 1.
Yeah. I was like, we'll try one, be like, I hate these guys.
Ye of little faith.
I know.
I mean, people could still hate us. In fact, they probably do.
Yeah, but we don't hate us, and that's what's important.
Can you both stop being such negative Nancys,
You're
please?
Right. You're absolutely right.
Sorry.
Had a good weekend?
Yes.
Wait, you were away, right?
I was in Brighton.
Partying in Brighton, were you?
I still feel a little bit ropey.
Do you?
Well, for the most part, okay, but still a little bit sort of... Like, my eyes don't feel like they're my eyes.
They don't look like your eyes.
They've changed.
Yeah, they're blue.
They're my contacts.
You've got coloured contacts.
Put them in for you guys.
That's what it is. That's why they don't feel like yours.
Well, you're the only people I ever see. So
same.
Your eyes impress you.
I bought an exercise bike. Like a 1980s housewife.
I'm looking at your bike right now.
Yeah, it's
snazzy, isn't it? It's snazzy.
It's lovely.
Have you seen what we stuck onto the window as well?
What is
like
that?
An iPhone holder, so when she's cycling, she can see
other
stuff.
I was cycling through sunny California the other day, next to the beach.
Do you know what I mean?
The era of technology.
It's 2020, Joe. It's 2020.
And don't it feel like it?
That's hell yeah.
Lonely.
Hell to the yeah, yeah.
So,
here we are. It's Valentine's Day. Well, it's not actually
it's not Valentine's Day,
but it feels like Valentine's Day.
It feels like Valentine's Day, and we're about to have experienced the Valentine's Day special in Warrandra.
Can you feel the love? I'm really sorry.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Hum. It's not right.
So, maybe for everybody, should we just have like a little recap of what's happened over the last episode?
Indeed. So,
go.
It was all about the star-crossed lovers in the last episode, wasn't it? You had, obviously, Carrie and Aidan, who, you know, we thought were just a casual thing.
Just banging.
But they're not. They're in love. Back together, very happy, both feeling the exact same way about each other. Mm. While we're on the subject of love, we've got Maribel and Warren, who things have moved very quickly for.
They're in love, right?
They're in love. They are kissing till dawn, dogging till dawn.
That's true.
The whole shebang.
You can tell it wasn't written in the Tinder age, can't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Met a pretzel stand, fell in love.
Fell in love.
Hang on, since episode 2, have we discovered what dogging actually is? Has anybody Googled it?
Yeah, I always knew what dogging was.
No, I need proof.
No one's Googled it, but dogging is having sex in public places while other people watch.
Is it not in a car?
It can be in a car, yes, but you could also be dogging in like a minivan, for example.
But it has to be a vehicle.
I don't... This is where my knowledge...
No, because... But cottaging is when you leave your doors open.
Isn't cottaging in toilets?
I don't know. What's the one where you leave your front door open and then people just come in and bang
you? I know, living in the countryside.
Yeah.
Of course.
Burglary.
Poor that security measures, that's what it is.
That could be it.
So we've got dogging in, yeah.
Anyway, so we've got Maribel and Warren, and then obviously the couple that everybody cares about, Sandy and Joan.
Sandy and Joan.
Left us on a cliffhanger.
It was good.
Obviously, they got engaged and were over the moon about it.
Yeah, we were just like, this is so boring. Who cares about Sandy and Joan? Until.
Well, Paul and Madison, who are two people that we have no idea existed.
But they were weirdly chuffed about it.
They're happier than Sandy and Joan about Sandy and Joan's engagement.
It's not okay.
It's not normal, that.
It's not normal. But at the end of the last episode, Joan opened a letter that was addressed to Sandy and then started to cry.
Oh, I love that. That was the juiciest episode.
Juicy. I know. And what a cliffhanger.
But can I just say, I called it.
You really did. You didn't trust that guy from the beginning.
Yeah.
Have you had any other visions of late?
Not about Warrandra, but I'll get onto those another time.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Claire, who thinks she's failed her exams and wrecked her life.
Oh, poor Claire.
And who's Claire's dad again?
Aiden. Yeah.
Not sexy Aiden from Sex and the City.
Well, in my head,
sexy
it's
Aiden
sexy
from Warrandra.
Yeah, okay. From Warrandra.
Okay, fine.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Am I missing anything? Oh, Lisa. Lisa and Jonathan.
Scumbag Jonathan.
Of course. Yeah, Lisa's pregnant. Uh-huh.
For the third time.
And Jonathan is the father. Jonathan doesn't want to be with Lisa anymore, but feels too guilty about breaking up with her. So he is staying with her.
Who's Jonathan's friend again? Who's
Alec.
Like to stitch her? Alec.
Yeah, we don't know much about Alec apart from that
he's a bit of a bad egg.
Also, when is Zach Robertson going to come into play?
Hey, listen, you wrote it. You should tell us. I don't know.
That's quite a week.
I'm thinking the Valentine's Day special has to have Zach Robertson in it, right?
For sure.
I hope. It would truly make my Valentine's Day dream come true. I can't even speak. I'm too excited.
It's because you're so excited.
I'm too hot under the collar for Zach Robertson. Okay, so should we just go for it?
I'm so excited for the Valentine's Day special. Let's do it.
I'm too excited.
Okay.
Friday the 14th of February, Valentine's Day special.
Whoop whoop.
Joan confronts Sandy and he admits that he does have a daughter. Joan is so hurt he didn't tell her. She tells him that the wedding is over and two leaves.
Sorry, what?
I mean, I think I was quite clear.
And two leaves.
I mean, I think I just got those words the wrong way round.
And leaves too?
She leaves too. So she tells him the wedding's over. And two leaves. I'm guessing leaves too.
And two leaves. I like it.
It is, but there's no comma there.
No, just put one in.
So he's got this. He's got a child to another woman.
You called that again. You called it last week.
I actually think Joan might be a bit nuts now. Do you know what I mean? Like, she opened this letter and it was like, oh, your daughter's 16th birthday is coming up or whatever. I don't know the age. And immediately starts to sob. And then rather than going, babes, what the hell is going on? Why haven't you told me? Like, there could be a long story attached, but she's just like...
Hang on.
Go for it, Natasha.
Because I've got a lot to say.
Right. Yes. Wife.
Yes.
If you opened one of my letters and it said, oh, your daughter's 16th birthday is coming...
How old are
that
you?
Is famously what all letters say.
Your 16-year-old daughter is due any day.
Exactly. You'd hit the roof.
I mean...
You'd go bonkers.
It's pure lies. That is straight up betrayal, I'm sorry.
It is. But I also think I'd be a bit like... Do you know what? I think I've made it not as bad because I've made her 16.
Yeah.
Right.
If your daughter was like 2...
Well, we've been together for... Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah, so that would mean that would be cheating.
Sandy and Joan, their daughter's obviously 46.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think Joan should have said, look, what the hell is going on, and given him a chance rather than just immediately sobbed and left. But
it was a reaction. She was reacting in the moment. Exactly. She had to get out of there. She was like, I can't see you right now. I need an explanation, but not right yet because I need time. I need time away from you.
Think of it. She was in ecstasy an hour ago.
She was
opening his post.
Do you remember that comment she made where she was like, it's so cute that we've got the same address now?
Yeah.
And
she opened his post because she was like, we've got the same address and we will soon have the same surname. And I might even be Mrs. Sandy, whatever.
Mrs. Joan Sandy.
Mrs. Joan Sandy. Just delete my identity. Take it.
And everything that they have, she's found out now, is built on a lie.
Wow.
I've got Joan's back here. I am Team Joan.
You guys are Team Joan.
Yeah,
I'm
I am.
A bit like, oh, Joan.
Yeah.
Like,
but I always knew that Sandy was a scumbag.
Yeah,
but, you know, you've got to own up to things like that, you know.
Well, I just think she hasn't really given him a chance. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I'm angry at her because I want to know more. Mm-hmm. And I want her to ask some questions. But I think even if she did ask questions, they wouldn't be in this ring binder.
No, absolutely not.
Hey, Joe, I think that's great writing, you know. You want to know more, and that's what you want the audience to think.
Two leaves.
Yeah, two leaves.
Should we go back to the whole great writing comment?
Or just skip over it. It's completely up to you.
We can just move on.
I like that. Like, I think that's just come in mid-scene because he admits that he does have a daughter. So it's not like, what does this mean? It just it comes in and he's like, fine, I do have a daughter. We've like skipped past the moment of tension and gone straight for...
Exactly. Who needs that opportunity?
Exactly. Skip it. It's obvious.
He might have been like, I told you about Sally. I told you about her.
That's true.
You were drunk, yeah, but you know...
When isn't she?
Exactly.
Joan might just have a really bad memory.
She loves the sherry.
She loves the sherry. She had that accident that means she can only remember 24 hours at a time.
I mean, she's mixing up her words. She said two leaves.
I think that might have been your words.
That was you, Joan. You can't take that away from her.
But it's hard to know where Joan starts and I begin,
it's
really.
True,
we are one entity.
True. Mm. Okay, so that's the Valentine's Day special. It starts on
a
sour note.
With a bang. Mm. Okay. Maribel calls Warren on Valentine's Day. We get that. But he doesn't answer her call. She gets upset. Then Jessica comes in crying, saying her husband Wes doesn't want to be with her anymore and she thinks he has someone else.
Oh gosh, there's a lot
there's
there.
There's so much going
there?
On. Can we just break
Hang
that
on.
Down? Let's break that down a little bit.
Can we just find out, remind me who Jessica is again?
She's the one who's going through the divorce.
Oh, yeah, gosh. And we'd never heard her husband's name before, but now
it's
we do.
Wes.
His name is Wes.
It's Wes.
Why does she keep saying the same thing in every episode?
I know, we get it, Jessica. I know this is really hard for you, but how many times?
Okay, so let's slow it down.
Mm.
Maribel calls Warren on Valentine's Day, but he doesn't answer her call and she gets upset.
Okay, Maribel.
She's jumping to conclude. I mean, you can tell who wrote this.
Well, let me sit you down, girl. Just because he didn't answer doesn't mean he hates you. Maribel, Joe.
Okay. On behalf
Maribel,
of me and Maribel.
Maribel, people have lives. They don't just sit by their phone waiting for the call.
Go on, answer on behalf of you and Maribel.
At the end of the day, you know when somebody's intentionally not answering your call. You just get this feeling in the pit of your stomach. And I think that Maribel has that and she's jumping to conclusions. Also, don't forget that, like, 2 days ago, she was having sex with that guy, kissing him until
dawn. Yeah.
And he's not answering her call.
Oh, wind your neck in. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
what if he's at the supermarket? You know when you're like you're packing your stuff and someone's I'll ring them back. You
supermarket,
can't
not an excuse. Meeting, yeah, that is an excuse. The gym, fine. You know, granted that you know you're doing cardio and not weights.
What about masturbation?
No answer. Get the other person involved. That's what
Can
relationships
you imagine?
Are all about.
You'd be like, stop it, Warren. I'll call you later. You shouldn't have answered.
Well, I mean, she's only got a bit upset. It doesn't say that she sobbed or anything. She's just got a bit upset. Maybe she like had some really exciting news, or maybe she saw something that reminded her of him and she... I'm going to stop talking because this is making me come across like a psychopath.
Maybe she just huffed. Maybe she just hung up and she went...
Exactly.
It's going to be a bad sign, isn't it? In Soap World, there's no way he's like, oh, sorry, babe, I was in a meeting. She's like, oh, that's cool.
If they break up already, then... I mean, I did not see that coming, did you?
No.
No, not after, like, a couple of episodes. I thought this was in for the long run.
And they fell hard.
But also, Maribel, fucking text, babe. You know what I mean? Just text him.
Yeah, but you're a caller.
When is this?
No, I know,
again?
I'm a caller, but... Yeah, no, you were texting when you were 13, surely.
Yeah. But it was a different kind of texting, because it was 10 p.m. message. You really, like, you put everything in, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Well, she just wanted to call him. Maybe she had 3 minutes after six.
Probably,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe.
She's calling his landline.
And then, so we've got Jessica coming
then
in upset.
Jessica comes in crying, saying her husband Wes. And can I just say, Wes is spelled W-E-Z.
Proper.
Doesn't want to be with her anymore, and she thinks he has someone else. So these are two very intuitive women. They know exactly what's going on. They know what their sort of rat scumbag other halves are up to. Mm. And, yeah, they're really sort of, you know, taking names.
Yeah.
And Jessica has been having problems with Wes for some time now.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Boy, has she.
Yeah. That's all we know about her. Yes. We know nothing. We know absolutely nothing. We don't know what she does.
No.
But at least we know Wes's name now.
Yeah. Yeah. About that.
That's good. But yeah, I mean, so far, this has been quite a destructive episode.
Mm. It has, hasn't it? For a Valentine's Day special.
I thought it was going to be full of love and happiness and joy. No. And I mean, yet clearly, now it's just heartbreak, pretty much.
I was cynical about Valentine's Day at a very young age.
Wow, were you?
Wow, okay. Carrie and Aidan have a romantic dinner and they get really close and talk about their pasts. Carrie tells Aidan that she had an abortion.
God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So not candlelit dinner conversation, Gary. So
I'm just going to let you guys take this one.
I mean, how many dates do you reckon they've been on now? It's got to be like four?
So three, I think four. They've been together for a really long time, but just on and off. That's the vibe I get anyway.
Right. Really? Yeah. Because remember, they hooked up again and then they got back together again.
Yeah,
hang on. Were they not the ones that met at the pretzel stand?
No, that's Warren and Maribel.
Okay. Sorry, carry on.
These are the two where he got drunk and then just went round her house at like 3 a.m.
And they banged. Remember they banged?
Yes, I remember the whole banging thing.
They banged. And now, so this, was it his baby? Was it what's?
No, I think it wasn't because they were talking about their past.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And also it says it's pasts plural, which makes me think they were each talking about their individual past.
Yeah, but we only really, as an audience, discover stuff about Carrie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, like I don't know whether a romantic dinner in a restaurant is the place, but no. You know, that's obviously a sign of how close they are, that they're talking about these intimate things.
Yeah.
Good for you, Carrie. Open up, babe.
It's not good Valentine's Day fodder, is it? No, it's not good.
It's not your usual Valentine's Day combo.
No.
You know, they could have just done like two truths and a lie, but instead she just wants to go in quite hard there. Yeah, that's quite. Yeah, this episode is a terrible Valentine's Day.
Do you think she's drunk?
I think she's probably wasted. Yeah.
I hope she doesn't regret telling him.
I mean, I think she probably. Well, I mean,
they're out there on their prawn cocktail starter. She's had four glasses of red, and she's like, "I want to talk about that past."
Oh God!
Oh no, Carrie. Okay, I dare read on.
No, this is good. This has really cemented their relationship. They're serious now. I don't think this is going to split up anytime soon.
Well, I mean, this is Warrendra.
Yeah, and at least until tomorrow.
That's true. But they're all dropping like flies. Do you not remember how much of a love-in last week was?
Yeah, we were actually sick of it. We were like, everyone's so happy and in love with Warrendra.
Maybe that's what you did, though, when you saw it. Maybe you were like, oh, that was just too much love. Do you know what? I'm going to have a really controversial Valentine's Day special right now.
I like it.
You know what? Where everything is like true life. Everyone goes to shit and everything shits.
Yeah.
Everything shits.
Everything shit.
To be honest, that outlook has not changed 20 years later.
Joe. I like it though. I like that you really like changed expectations.
Absolutely.
Turned everything upside down.
Absolutely.
Flipped it. Reversed
it. Geared for the Valentine's Day special, and it's been nothing but cheatings, abortions,
heartbreak.
Surprise children.
I'm so glad there's some interest to Sandy and Joan.
I wonder if Sandy's daughter is going to become a resident of Warrendra.
Or maybe she already is.
How about Wes's girlfriend?
Oh my God.
Could she
Wes's
already
girlfriend?
Be in Warrendra? Wes's Jessica's husband.
Yeah. Oh, right, of course. Sorry.
My brain just chooses not to remember Jessica.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. Like, it's because she's a bit of a. And, like, I'm sad for what she's going through, but, like, just give us something else.
Just one more thing. Like an eye patch or something.
An eye patch. Or, like, get drunk and fall over on a night out. Then I'd be like, everything else 100%. Is excused, but it's non-stop divorce.
Well, I see Jessica as this tall, blonde girl who plays hockey.
Wow. I very much pictured her as a brunette.
Really?
I pictured nothing about her because she means absolutely nothing to me. But I'm gonna picture her as sort of a combination of those two things. Mm-hmm. A brunette that plays hockey.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Take that.
Happy medium.
Yeah, Jessica. Jessica, brunette, plays hockey.
Love it.
I'm happy
getting
with that.
Getting a divorce.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Oh my God. Claire, Mackenzie, and Zach.
What?
Oh, shit.
Go out drinking due to their crap exams. Then that day, Claire and Zach have drunken sex.
No!
What?
Mackenzie is upset.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Someone called it, Claire and Zach.
I think we all speculated
Maybe.
About it.
They are older than we thought.
Because we did say 13 at first, didn't we? Mm. And then we went 16.
I think they're 16.
Right.
Wow.
I can't believe Claire. We were all massive fans of Claire. She was our favourite. Well, Clara Maribel.
Well, why is she not? Because she had sex.
Are you trying to say that women can't have sex,
Jo? No, it's because she screwed the guy that her best mate fancied. Isn't there a code against that?
There is a bit of a code, to be fair.
Have we had that conversation that Mackenzie fancies Zach?
Yeah,
Robertson?
Mackenzie's right. in love with Zach Robertson.
Wow. She is, yeah. Also, I like that due to their crap exams.
Yeah, they had to have sex.
Should I read it again?
Yes, please.
Claire, Mackenzie, and Zach go out drinking due to their crap exams. Then that day, Claire and Zach have drunken sex. Mackenzie is upset. Also, I'm just trying to think logistically. So they're all out drinking. Where have they gone and had drunken sex? And how has Mackenzie then found out? Have they just done it in front of her?
Maybe in the club.
Maybe in the car. Maybe if they did it in the back while she was in the front, they wouldn't have noticed.
Non-stop dogging in Warren dress. Mm.
Too much.
Else was it? Was it Aiden who was dogging?
No, I think Maribel and Warren.
Thought it might be a family dog affair.
Well, nobody was dogging on paper, but they were dogging in our hearts.
Mm. Yeah, we talked. Was it because we were looking at the sunrise?
Yeah.
Or they were kissing
till
dawn.
That's
what I said. Oh, I imagined them in a car, and then you're like,
course.
Oh, no.
That was it.
Yeah.
Dogging.
Okay.
All dogging.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that episode, that is a jam-packed.
Wow.
No wonder it was a Valentine's Day special. I reckon that was an hour-long one as well.
Absolutely. No one is happy at the end of that.
Well, apart from Claire and Zach, who have
but,
just
I mean,
had drunken
are
sex.
They?
Well, I'm guessing
because
like,
it was only drunken sex, and Claire has now, fallen out with her best mate.
Well, all we know is that Mackenzie's upset. So I reckon what's happened is they have all gotten drunk, and then they've all gone their separate ways. But then Mackenzie left a hair scrunchie back at Claire's. Went back to go get it because she feels like she's going to be sick. She needs something to hold her hair back.
Yep.
Walks in. They are full on having intercourse.
Does this mean Mackenzie is dogging?
Yes.
That is...
Mackenzie's a dogger.
Is it dogging if you've just forgotten your scrunchie?
I don't know the exact rules.
Hang on. Did she view the...
Intercourse?
Well, I'm guessing...
She must have done to be cross.
Well, yeah, because it...
Was she looking through a window of the car while doing it?
Dogging.
Unless Claire's, doing it and then she messages her and she's like, my bad, I'm currently having sex with Zach Robertson.
Maybe she ass-dialed her.
That would be good. That would
be good, actually,
wouldn't
it?
That would be really good.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
she arse-styled her.
Mm. Wow, what an explosive episode.
I really want to know what everyone thinks of Claire now, whether our opinions have changed.
Absolutely not. She's the only person in Warrandra that's doing anything.
She's the most well-developed character.
Yeah,
there's a lot of depth to her,
there's
isn't
there? There's a lot of depth. There's a lot
many,
going
many
on
facets.
With Claire.
She's troubled.
Mm.
I think that what she's done is unforgivable, but I am. I mean, I'm engaged. I'm ready to hear more about Claire.
Yeah. I mean, we need to see how she reacts. If she's like, Mackenzie, babes, get over it. Just because you fancied him doesn't mean I couldn't go there because I fancied him too. Then, Claire, bad egg.
Yeah.
If she's, distraught and, it changes her for life and, from then on, it's part of her code to never, ever go anywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe we could give her a second chance.
Did we find out their relationship, Mackenzie and Claire? Are they just friends or are they sisters?
I think they're just friends, right?
It hasn't specifically said.
There was one line, wasn't there, where their father...
No.
Claire's father.
Yeah, Aiden went out looking for them,
yeah,
but that still doesn't necessarily mean that they're sisters.
No. Like, Mackenzie has never been mentioned in relation to Aiden.
No.
She's only ever been mentioned in relation to Claire. Yeah, they're just pals, aren't they? Yeah, I think
maybe she
pals.
Doesn't exist. Maybe she's just, like, another part of Claire's
imagine.
Brain.
Oh, my God, then this is so messed up that Claire's had sex with a boy she fancies. Or maybe it's not. Maybe...
I'm into this.
I mean, she really... I think you gave Claire all your dedication when you were writing this, because if that is, a facet of her personality, that she has this secret best friend, imaginary best friend, then...
Who she sleeps with.
I mean, it would have been somewhat autobiographical. Okay, right, let's move on. Let's
the Valentine's
see.
Day After... special did not disappoint.
Oh, it did not disappoint. It surprised...
Where can we... I mean, we're going to have a really boring episode now, aren't we? Saturday, the 15th of February. So it's the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy stays with Oscar and tells him that he thinks that he has messed up his life by lying. And can I just say messed is spelled M-E-S-T.
Like nest.
Okay, so Oscar's back. Great to see Oscar. Boring old Oscar.
Yeah.
Boring old Oscar. I mean, it does seem like Sandy's back to form, doesn't it? After, like, the explosive last episode, now he's just back to, like, telling Oscar stuff.
Yeah.
Just one-on-one with Oscar. I think I've messed my life up by lying. Oscar doesn't reply.
No, of course he doesn't.
Oscar has absolutely nothing to say.
Oscar has nothing to say.
No, that's a really boring scene.
That's such a boring scene. I just want to know more. Can we find out about this daughter? How old is she? Who's her mother? How old is Sandy? I'm so sick of not knowing anything.
Me too. I really want to know how old they are.
I want to know how old they all are. I want to know who this daughter is. What else the letter said? Nobody just... So did Sandy know that he had a daughter, or is he just as shocked as Joan is?
He admits it, so he does know.
So he's been... He's pen pals with his daughter.
Mm.
And...
Oh, is the letter from his daughter? I don't know.
Or maybe it's from his mother. From the mother.
Or maybe it's just the daughter's, like, EE bill. And she just, like...
Maybe. But the thing is, Joe, if it was all written down there, if we were just reading it out, then we wouldn't have a podcast. You know, it's all about this... You know, we're speculating.
I'd just like to know how old the daughter is. Because if she's 46, I feel differently to if she's 18 months.
Really?
What, you feel less angry if she's 46?
Yeah, if she's 46, which is what I think at the moment, I'm like... Joan, like, everyone has a past. Whereas if she's 18 months old, then Joan is right to feel like...
Of course, because it happened during while they were together.
Or even, like, you know, like, months before they got together. Like...
I had a six-year-old...
Livid. if I had a 20-year-old...
Possible.
Possible, technically.
Possible, technically possible.
I don't know, I'd be really weirded out.
And you found out by letter.
Exactly.
From the 20-year-old.
Well, or is their EE bill?
I can't believe you're paying her EE bill. That's what makes me mad. Pay my EE bill.
I just feel like when you're that age, when you're an OAP, you don't keep secrets. Like, no one cares if you've got a 46-year-old daughter. Why are you lying about it? Like,
but also, when you are of a particular age... Your memory does drift away from you. Maybe he just forgot.
There's no one over the age of 40 is going to enjoy this.
They have switched off. They are offended.
So disparaging about anyone over the age of, like, 60.
I mean, to be fair, I think we insult every single age group.
It's true. Yeah. No one's safe.
No.
Nobody's safe.
Okay. Maribel goes to shout at Warren. Psycho. And he tells her that he couldn't come because he had family problems. Then they kiss and declare their love again. And Maribel tells him that she couldn't live without him. She tells him all about her womb and all.
What?
Guys, we're gonna have to stop this.
One yet. What has she told him about her womb?
I just can we?
You need did to you say, mean to say I'm, womb?
Read it all out again, please.
I can't... Do I have to?
Yes.
Maribel goes to shout at Warren, and he tells her that he couldn't come because he had family problems. Then they kiss and declare their love again, and Maribel tells him that she couldn't live without him. She tells him all about her womb and all.
What?
believe this is happening.
What? She told him about her womb.
What would you say to a man about your womb?
I don't know. Maybe she just said, look, I've got a womb.
Yeah. Look, apparently, this is a fact, by the way. Apparently, the womb is so fertile that sometimes there's like hair and teeth growing in there, even without a baby.
Shut up.
Maybe that's what she told him.
I mean,
that's all I can think.
She is full on Maribel, isn't she?
I feel like we need to play out this scene because so much goes out. Right, I'm Warren.
Okay.
Okay.
Why the hell didn't you answer your bloody phone the other day when I called you?
Hey, Maribel, just chill out. I've had family problems.
Oh, it's okay. I love you so much.
Oh, I love you so much.
I couldn't live without you.
I couldn't live without you.
There is one thing, though.
What?
It's possible that my womb has teeth in it.
Pardon?
And hair.
And scene.
To be honest, now we've played it out, it makes a lot more sense.
So much sense. And guys, Maribel is back to being my favourite character.
Yeah, wow, I love that she's not.
She's got no chill. So she goes around there, yells at him for not answering her one phone call to him. And he tells her he's got family problems. They have a kiss. And then she tells him about her womb.
Wow.
The dread.
Is that like a typo? I mean, what did you think a womb was when you were 13? Did you know what a womb was?
Maybe you'd just done it in like sex education classes or something.
I'm going to tell them about my womb.
I feel such dread right now about what's to come.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm actually nervous.
Now that I've said womb and all. It's the and all as well.
Yeah,
what else is... I mean, obviously teeth and hair.
Teeth and hair. And fingernails as well. Well, not fingernails because they're in your womb. Woomy nails.
I feel so confused.
Wow. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
We're all speechless.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Let's all just remember. Womb and all.
Yeah. Womb and all. I mean, do you remember last week when we were talking about how Maribel and Warren were great and that we loved them, but they were quite dry and there wasn't really much going on with them? Now they are just like... out there, they are like
they did fall in love on date two, didn't they?
Fell in love on date two, kissed till dawn. She went psycho. Why did I put that weird storyline in there about him not answering the phone and them having him having family problems? There must be more to
there
that.
Must be more to that.
Yeah.
He's lying, isn't he?
I mean,
we don't know how old he is. Like, what family? Like his parents, his siblings, or has he got? Has he got kids?
They keep telling each other that they love each other, yet he won't tell her what his family problems are.
Well, it doesn't seem like she asks, to be honest. She's happy to move straight back... Into womb chat.
Hang on, were they the ones talking about the abortion? No.
No.
I'm getting these two mixed up.
Who's the abortion? Carrie and Aidan.
Carrie and Aidan.
God.
So much womb going on.
Oh, I'm
going
to be sick.
Because then I was like, oh, okay. She's maybe saying you know, after the abortion thing, I'm talking about my womb.
I'm nervous about where this is going too, because I'm like...
Yeah. Guys, I'm going back to counselling. This is ridiculous.
Can we come?
No. I'm scared I'll talk about wombs and you'll hear me again. Claire regrets her night with Zach, and she apologises to Mackenzie, but she's still mad at her because she knew that she liked Zach. Finally.
But everybody likes Zach. I mean, how can you not like Zach?
I mean, there's a lot of she's in there. Like, it doesn't really...
Let's not talk about the way it's written.
Can we, though, just for a second?
Claire regrets her night with Zach, and she apologises to Mackenzie, but she is still mad at her because she knew that she liked Zach.
Right. Four she's.
So Claire... apologises to Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
But Mackenzie's still mad at Claire because Mackenzie knew that she liked Zach.
Yeah.
Because Claire knew that Mackenzie liked Zach.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just from my copywriter's brain is going, maybe throw a name back in so we know, but sure.
No. Well, there was no 13. Need. Yeah.
13.
And, you know, I mean, Zach is the brunette Adam Rickett.
Yeah.
Yes. Curtains.
So, obviously, irresistible.
Of course.
Porcelain skin.
She's apologised. Claire's apologised, which is what we hope she'd do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Mackenzie's not just going to be like, no problem.
Yeah, she's within her rights, to be honest.
She needs a bit of time.
She needs some time.
Sorry to go off subject a little bit. What was that song Adam Rickett did? What was it called?
I think it was called, like, Breathe, or, like...
Breathe Again.
No.
Tony Braxton.
Breathe Again. Was that, right?
Can you sing it again?
I can't remember the middle bits, but it's...
Still.
I breathe again.
It rings a bell.
I'd buy it.
Alexa. No, don't. No.
Another time. Now's not the time.
Now's not the time.
Okay.
But I mean, look, she apologised that she did the right thing. She was drunk. She knew that it wasn't the right thing to do, but she apologised. He is irresistible.
He is.
He's got a six pack.
I heard he had an eight pack.
He's got a six pack, failed his exams. That's my type.
That is hot AF.
Okay, so that was a strange episode. That was an episode that there's no going back from, because I feel like Warrandra has shifted due to Womb and All.
Yeah. Nothing will ever be the same again.
Nothing will ever be the same. We've got just the most absurd storyline in between two very sort of mundane recaps there.
Yeah.
So I think we just have to read on and try and get some clarity.
We have to move on.
We have to move on.
I want to know more about Maribel.
Yeah, we all do. I mean, I'm scared too, but we kind of have to. Yeah. Okay, so Sunday the 16th of February, because soaps are on Sunday.
Yeah.
After the Antique Roadshow.
Songs of praise.
Yeah.
Jessica calls up Wes and tells him to come to Warrandra to see her in her new job and maybe work things out. He comes, and then Maribel sees him and is horrified to discover that it is Warren.
Oh my god, you were so good even at 13.
I did not see that coming.
Warren is Wes.
Warren is Wes.
That's why Wes spells Wes weirdly.
And that's why he's got family problems, because he's getting a bloody divorce.
Of course.
Oh my gosh.
Shit the bed.
I honestly did not think there'd be any scenes like this.
No.
Shed light on various storylines.
Yeah, I feel like Warren left his spanner in the shed and got locked. Yeah. Couldn't get it in.
Calls Oscar, who has nothing to say.
See, the good thing about this is because it's written so badly, you don't know when I'm like putting stuff in for there to be a twist or whether I'm just shit.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, even... She just talked about his womb. Her womb. I mean, and now she just found out that he's been cheating on her with Jessica.
Wow.
Let's just read it again, because
Please.
Jessica calls up Wes and tells him to come to Warrandra to see her in her new job.
We don't know what that is, do we?
Why does he want to watch her? Like, I don't know. What does she do? Admin?
I think she's an exotic dancer.
Okay. And maybe work things out. Well, once he sees her spreadsheets.
She's spreading.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
He comes, and then Maribel sees him and is horrified to discover that it is Warren. I mean, horrified is spelled HORRORFIED.
Oh, I love that spelling of horrified.
Isn't that how you spell horrified?
No, but I like it a lot. I also like how there's an apostrophe in C's.
I mean, there needs to be. So Warren is Wes?
Warren the dog.
So before, Warren is telling Maribel how much he loves her. Now, Jessica's saying, come and see me do my dancing and we'll try and work things out. And he goes.
Well, I mean, maybe he just goes because obviously they've got a lot of history. He knows they need to talk stuff out. And the only way out of the relationship is just more talking.
Yeah, maybe.
I do believe that he loves Maribel. But I'm also happy that it's one less character for us to worry about.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because I was not invested in Wes.
Agreed. Warrandra. Have we ever talked about that?
No, but you raise a good point.
Warrandra.
He could well be the heart of Warrandra.
Exactly. We know that it's called Warrandra because Jessica's just said to come to Warrandra.
Warrandra isn't spelt the same way that Warren is.
Sounds the same though, doesn't it?
Sounds the same.
It sounds quite similar, that's true. Maybe he's the mayor. Maybe the place was named after him.
Perfectly possible. But he doesn't even live there.
Maribel and Jessica work with each other?
See, I thought they were really good friends.
Yeah, same.
So I don't really understand how this has only just happened. Also, it seems like Jessica's wounds are quite fresh. Because, not like, oh, we've been separated for 3 years and now we're going to get a divorce.
That's all she talks about.
It must
be pretty fresh, you'd think.
Maybe they've just become friends. Maribel and Jessica must have become friends.
Maybe Jessica has, exhausted all her other friends for talking about a divorce for, 3 years. And now she's like, yay, new people, I can talk about my divorce again.
And all Maribel's friends are just fed up that she keeps shouting at guys that don't call her back.
And talking about her womb.
Whoa.
A hairy womb.
Oh, I'm never going to be okay with the womb stuff,
guys.
I'm sorry,
but it's true.
Yeah, but I wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right. Oh. You did write it.
Okay, so that was... That is a good plot twist.
These are some great episodes,
aren't
they?
Very much so.
Juicy. Do you remember when it was just like Sandy tells his friend Oscar he's going to propose to Joan?
I mean, there is still a bit of that.
Well, there hasn't been for a while.
But do you remember when Sandy just told Oscar that he thinks he's messed his life up?
I'm getting carried away.
Did we establish that? Do we think that this is in America, by the way?
Yeah.
Totally America.
And totally America.
Pretzel stand, Vermont.
Which is North America, nowhere near Canada. No. It's actually really close to Canada, but yeah.
Still.
Is Warrendra a town, a city, a village, a street? What's everyone feeling?
I think it's a cul-de-sac.
Like neighbours.
Like Brookside.
Yeah, I'm imagining a cul-de-sac, but also with a massive complex.
I think it's a town.
You think it's just a little quaint little...
Yeah.
I feel like these are all city problems. I feel like Warrendra is either a big city or a suburb of a big city. I don't know. Maybe. I feel like this is grander than Brookside or, you know.
More than a close.
I mean, what gives you that impression? The pretzel stand?
Yeah. I don't know. Stand on Brookside Close.
No, I feel like this is big. This is grand scale.
But then the fact that Jessica called Warren and said, come to Warrendra, you wouldn't be come to London, would you?
You might if your marriage was ending.
Yeah, I guess.
I just want to know where Warren stands.
Who he loves.
No, but hang on. His name is Wes.
His real name's Wes.
His real name must be Wes. Because if he's married to Jessica and she knows him as Wes, and he... So the fact that he's lied about his name would imply that he knows about the whole Maribel and Jessica thing. Because why? Unless Wes is a nickname.
I mean, my sister is called Sarah and people call her Sez.
There we go. You've answered that. He's not lying at all.
Well, he might be.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's find out.
Let's read on.
Jonathan tells Lisa that he doesn't want to rush into things and he wants a break. Lisa is upset and tells him to go away, and he does.
Lisa's pregnant. He wants a break from his newly pregnant girlfriend.
What?
You've already rushed into things because she's pregnant, for God's sake.
But also, what happened to him just going along with it and not saying anything? We've had no conflict there. He's just changed his mind and we've got no idea.
That Alec. It's that bloody Alec.
Well, he's not been in for a couple of episodes. So yeah, maybe him and Alec have been fishing and talked about it.
Fishing.
I mean, it wouldn't have been noteworthy.
No.
I did the right thing by leaving that out.
Yeah, didn't care.
Oh, Poor Lisa. Poor little Lisa.
Poor Lisa. Her hormones are all over the place. I mean, at least when she tells him to go away, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
At least that's quite clean.
Three kids, three different dads. She's had a bad do.
I don't know that. Oh. Although, if this is Jonathan's third kid with Lisa, he's meant to.
I'd love it if that was
every
the
time
case.
She gets pregnant. Yeah. I just need a break.
I don't want to rush into this.
She's going too fast.
She's been married for 10 years.
Stop leaving it in.
Gosh, poor Lisa.
Oh, so now Lisa's on her own. What a piece of shit. Sandy goes to see Joan, and he apologizes, and he tells her that they can go and see Joanna if she wants. And she does, so they leave to see Joanna in Scarsdale.
Scarsdale?
Scarsdale.
What state's Scarsdale?
Why are there scenes always so boring. We've had so much juice and intrigue, and then as soon as Jen and Sadie there, it's like, let's go here. Okay, let's go.
Jen is such a nothing character.
She really is. I just want to know something about Joan.
The only exciting thing she did was open Sandy's mail and cry.
Can we reread that again? So they're going to go to Scarsdale to see...
So his daughter's name is Joanna.
Joanna and Joan. Okay, Joanna.
Sandy goes to see Joan and he apologises and tells her that they can go and see Joanna if she wants. And she does. And she does to they... leave. Oh, hang on. And she does, so they leave to see Joanna in Scarsdale.
Right.
I originally had written so as two, but I read it correctly the first time.
Should we act this out?
Could you please? Can I be Joanna in Scarsdale?
That means you don't have any lines.
Perfect.
Okay. Sandy goes to see Jen and he apologises and he tells her that they can go and see Joanna if she wants, and she does.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Joan.
Oh, I'm so angry with you.
We can go visit Joanna in Scarsdale if you want.
Oh, does she live in Scarsdale?
Yeah.
All right then, love, let's go.
Oh, don't forget your purse.
And now I'm in love with Sam.
Well, yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, it's not a great scene, though, is it? But, I mean, but again, he... was the bigger man. He came back. He did what needed to be done. He apologised. Yeah. And they're moving on.
I actually think in the grand scheme of Sandy and Joan scenes, that weren't a bad one.
It wasn't, no. It wasn't.
Because we found out the name of his daughter. She lives in Scarsdale. Yeah. God knows where that is, but we shan't insult it.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope to God there isn't a scene of them travelling to Scarsdale in the car.
Oh, there's bound to be. Oscar will go.
Really. Oscar will be there.
He'll be like, Sandy points out the window and shows Oscar a sheep.
Oscar says nothing.
Oscar doesn't reply.
Hey, maybe Oscar's a mute, okay?
Maybe.
Maybe you know, you thought about that.
A pillar.
Okay.
All right. Wow, guys. Wow. I mean, I think we should stop there because that is a lot.
There's a lot. I've got to a headache. Take in.
Some real highs and lows there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been womb chat.
Yeah.
There's
abortion
been
chat.
Oh God. There's been a twist.
A real twist.
I can't wait to find out what happens with Wes and Warren.
No. Is Wes just short for Warren, or has Warren been lying all this time?
Oh my God. And Maribel was horrified.
She was horrified.
And Claire slept with Zach.
Of course she did.
Oh, of course
Mackenzie
she did.
Wasn't happy about it.
She's only human.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just think Mackenzie needs to move on
from Claire and Zach.
You changed your tune. You were living with Claire not long ago.
But putting myself in... No, actually, I do. I'm not even going to stick up for her. I'm still livid.
Still livid.
You don't do that to a friend.
You don't do that to a friend.
Well, there we go. Valentine's Day's ruined. Well, it is for me anyway.
Wow. But everyone's still together. No one's split up, have they?
No.
Well,
everybody's kind of on the verge of
splitting
up.
Everyone's on the verge, but everyone who was together before is still together now.
I think so. Well, I'm guessing that Maribel and Warren aren't going to be together for too much longer.
Who knows?
We shall find out.
I'm excited for that one because Maribel's mad.
Maribel's mad. I love Maribel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. See you next week.
See you next week.
Let's do it. And remember, guys, you can always email us on warrendressoap@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram @warrendressoap.